This is In Focus, featuring interviews with our local newsmakers, information on community programs and politics, and the story on local current events. In Focus on Lake 88.
And welcome to another edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perot, and I'm very pleased to be joined live in studio today by Lori Latham from the Perth Fair.
Good morning.
How are you?
Or good afternoon, I suppose.
Yeah, well, it's morning somewhere. It's great to have you back in studio. We were chatting. It's been a while since you've been here.
It has been. I've done a few phone-ins in the last couple of years, but I haven't sat in this chair since 2019, so it's great to be back.
Yes, it is great, and it's great to have you back. It's great to have the Perth Fair back, too. Of course, we don't want to alarm anybody. Don't worry, you didn't sleep through the summer. It's not coming up, like, right away.
No.
Still, it's the long weekend in September, Labor Day weekend, right?
That's right. Yeah, September 1st to the 4th, and it will be the 176th edition of the Perth Fair. So we certainly don't want to rush spring and summer that we're just getting into, but it's only about 3.5 months away. So It's time to plan.
Yeah, exactly. And that way people may be saying, well, then, so why is she on the air right now? But that's exactly it. It is time to plan. There's still time for people to get involved, whether it be volunteers or sponsors, exhibitors and all of that, and we're going to talk about a bit of each of those today.
Absolutely, yeah. And we want to catch everyone as they're getting ready. We're all gearing up, getting ready to plant those flowers and vegetables for the year, so it's a good time to think about, hey, what can I exhibit at the Perth Fair this year?
Mm-hmm, exactly, yeah. And that's a big part of it. And there's a number of fairs that go on throughout the area every year, and people love going to all of them, or as many as they can, like within their immediate area. The Perth Fair is one of the most popular, there's no doubt about it. And so when you're talking about growing, maybe tell people about some of the competitions or some of the ways that they can show off these wares.
Yeah, absolutely. Of course, with getting back into life after COVID, some of us took up new hobbies. You know, we might have taken up crocheting or woodworking or something like that. So all of that in our homecraft department, there's lots of classes to enter that kind of stuff in. You can also do our bottled goods, baked goods, and we have our large vegetable classes. Lots of fun, lots of things to enter. Now we have on our website, we already have our advanced prize list. So that has all of the things for flowers and vegetables and homecraft so that people know as I'm planting, as I'm planning, you know, what am I going to bottle? What am I going to make jam this year? All of those classes are listed there. We also have photography. So you can look at what we're looking for photography this year. And as you're taking your pictures over the summer, you can think, hey, this would be great for that one class at Perth Fair. And we love to see them. We have lots of people that exhibit. And we encourage people to come out. If you've never done it before, that's fine. You've got to start somewhere. And everybody does. And sometimes these people that have just started, they, you know, take home that red ribbon, and it's great to see.
Well, you know, I think this is really cool. This is one of those happy byproducts of the pandemic that you didn't really count on. Like, people who are taking up these new hobbies. I know tons of people took advantage of some wide open spaces and photography around these parts. Some beautiful pictures. There's no doubt about it. Beautiful subject matter as well out there. And as you mentioned, the other crafts. I know tons of people who took up things like crocheting and quilting and things like that to pass the time, but also to do so in a way that they all of a sudden realize they enjoy. Gardening is another one.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, flowers. Lots of people have these gorgeous flower gardens that they've never had before. And we have lots of classes for cut flowers and planted flowers and potted flowers. So there's really something for everybody in there.
Yeah, absolutely. No doubt about it. Now, in order to, make sure things go smoothly, you do need people to be up to speed and maybe, you know, have a few little skills. And you're offering workshops to help them be the best exhibitors they can be. Is that it?
Absolutely. Yeah. We have what we're calling, how to be the best exhibitor at the fair workshops. We have one coming up on June the 10th, which is a Saturday, and it's running from 9 a.m. to noon. And it's being put on by the Perth Fair Homecraft Department in partnership with Middleville Fair, one of our other local fairs, a great little one-day fair that happens in mid-September. And what it is, it's sessions on all the different parts of the homecraft division. So handicrafts, woodworking, flowers, bottled goods, hobby crafts, photography, quilts, junior work, antiques, garden vegetables, baking, and maple syrup and honey. And we're doing it in 20 minute sessions where you will learn what the judge is looking for, how to make your entry look the best it can, what it, you know, there's certain types of bottles that have to be used, maybe it has to be a certain size of sample, what you have to bring with your entry when you come. And you can do as many of those sessions in the time as you would like to do. And then there's also going to be at the end, they're going to have a question and answer period and some networking because they've invited lots of the other local fairs to come as well. It's absolutely free. You can pre-register if you go to our fair Facebook. All of the details for registration are there, but you can register by email or phone. And our Homecraft director, Elaine Foster, is in charge of this right now, and she's done a great job putting this together, and I think it's going to be something that will really help. If you're brand new, you've never exhibited before, or even if you have and you're like, what could I do just to, you know, make my entry pop? This is definitely what you want to come in and take part in and learn those little tips and tricks on how to just be that much better.
Yeah, absolutely. And what an incredible service to be offering, because I mean, it makes the exhibitors better, then it makes the experience for your visitors better too.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I love to go in and walk through that Homecraft building and see there's so many talented people,
yeah,
and so many different categories. You know, like you said, everything from, you know, crochet to quilting to bottle goods. It's just, and the baking, and it's the woodworking. The woodworking last year was gorgeous. There were some really amazing pieces in there. So always lots to see. And the more exhibitors we have, the better show you put on for all the people coming in to look.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The last thing that we wanted to touch on here today, and I say the last thing today, you're going to be in many times until the Perth Fair. And we're
happy about
that.
Yeah, that's
we're very
right.
happy that you're going to be in here updating us. But to make it all happen, not only do you need the exhibitors, you need the people. So you're always looking for volunteers.
Absolutely. We are almost 100% volunteer based. All of our shows are run by volunteers. All of our buildings are staffed by volunteers. Our board works all year long to be sure that the fair comes to be what it is. We do have our amazing fair secretary who none of us could get along without, and we thank her every day for all she does. Thank you, Barb. But the rest of us are volunteers, and if you would like to come and learn more about the fair, you know, help out, you know, maybe you love cows and you want to help at the beef show, come on out. We'll give you a job. Even if it's just running ribbons, it's an important job. More hands always help. And you can send an email to the fair if you're interested in volunteering, and they'll put you in touch with the correct committee chair so that you can be there on fair weekend to help. Or even if you want to help out before or after the fair, there's always things going on that need maintenance at the grounds, or something needs fixed up, or we're going to do this project to better something on the fairgrounds. So we're always happy to have more volunteers.
So if someone would like to volunteer, what's the best way for them to do so?
Well, the first place they can check out is they can send us an email, office@perthfair.com, and say, hey, I'm interested in helping with Homecraft or photography or whatever you're interested in, and they will put you in touch with the right person that'll be able to tell you what's needed and when they need you.
Excellent. Well, this is obviously going to be a lot of fun yet again. And it is, you know, for many people, it is the thing that signals the end of summer, but it's not for a while yet.
Not yet. So there's time.
Talking about it, talking about the Perth Fair can signal the beginning of summer.
Yes.
From now on. Okay.
I like
so that's
that.
What we'll do. We'll start a new tradition. Maury, thank you so much. Again, if anyone would like to get more information, the Facebook page is awesome for that. And, there's a webpage as well.
Yes. You can go to perthfair.com. And as everything is updated, of course, we're building for this year. So the new schedule will be up. Any entertainment that's coming will be up there. All of our shows will get listed. So that's the best place to go, Facebook and our website, to get all of the current information.
Fantastic. Well, Laurie, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much for coming in. We look forward to your next visit, which won't be too long from now, that's for sure.
That's true. Thanks for having me, Bob.
You're very welcome. Our guest today, Laurie Latham from the Perth Fair. We've been talking about what is coming up on this edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perreault. Thanks so much for listening. Have a wonderful afternoon.
In Focus on Lake 88. To hear today's program online or to listen to any of our previous In Focus interviews, visit our website at lanarkleadstoday.ca.
In Focus on Lake 88 was brought to you by Perth Chiropractic in the Perth Family Health Center, 33 Lewis Street in Perth.